You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. We've been visiting craftsmen and women around Michigan for our series, Artisans of Michigan. Today, let's visit Adrian, Michigan.
I'm making some Windsor chairs. Right now, I'm fitting the legs into the seat.
That's Luke Barnett of Barnett Windsor Chairs. Oh, and his sidekick, Samson. If you're not familiar with Windsor chairs, think of your grandma's house and that wood chair with the spindles of the back drilled into the seat. And the seat was so perfectly sculpted it felt really nice to sit in. If you're still not sure, we've got some photos on our website at michiganradio.org. These Windsor chairs are what Barnett makes almost entirely by hand.
And they've been doing it like this since 1750, and I'm just trying to carry on that tradition.
Barnett's woodshop is in the Adrian Center for the Arts. It's a wooded campus with shops of all kinds of artists. It's fitting that his shop is surrounded by trees because these Windsor chairs are made out of three different kinds of wood, all found right here in Michigan.
The legs are made out of sugar maple. It takes very, very fine details on the lathe, so it's very fine grained. And actually, to my advantage, I live here in Adrian, Michigan, which is also known as the Maple City. The seats are traditionally made out of eastern white pine. It's because it's soft, it's very stable once it's dried, and we live here in Michigan, which the state tree is the eastern white pine, which is another advantage for me. Then the rest of the parts that are steam bent, the backs of the chairs and all the spindles are made out of white oak. And because white oak is very, very flexible, which makes it very, very comfortable. So instead of being a hard, rigid chair, it's actually more of like a hammock. So it flexes and conforms to your body. And if you come over here, I can just show you how flexible that these spindles are.
Yeah, you've got a half inch play in each one.
Yeah, more so.
Barnett makes rocking chairs, armchairs, dining room chairs, even some Windsor-style stools. Barnett says he loves being in the shop. While some people take up woodworking as a hobby when they retire, he gets to do it for a living right now in his early 30s. It all started when he was about 12 years old, helping his grandmother restore rundown Victorian-era houses.
I would do her interior trim, and it kind of just started from there. Then I moved on to exterior work, architectural millwork. I moved into joinery and houses. Then I started making furniture, and then I started getting into Windsor chairs, and instead of seeing the complexity in the woodworking, I always see the simplicity, and that's a huge advantage, and I realize that, and I'm very grateful for that. So the Windsor chairs, I'm still learning and I'm trying to get better every day. And with every chair, I think I get just a little bit better.
As part of this community of artists, Barnett also holds classes for the public. He teaches the basics of carving wood or woodworking with hand tools. But most of the time, he's by himself making chairs.
I kind of enjoy being by myself. That's when I get my best work done. I always have.
Well, he's never completely alone. His dog Samson is always nearby. That's Luke Barnett of Barnett Windsor Chairs, the latest in our series, Artisans of Michigan.
I think that's pretty good.